Well, that was a fun video, wasn't it? Yeah. One of the dangers of doing a video like that is not all mothers and not all kids get included in the video. So those of you who didn't get included in the video, you just put the frame up there of your family and enjoy the moments that you have with your children. Happy Mother's Day to you. In 1908, Anna Jarvis got her mother a white carnation, and that's what started Mother's Day for us. And so, as Pastor Eric mentioned, please, all ladies, grab a carnation on your way out. They're not all white. There's different colors. Please, mothers, don't beat one another to try to get the color of the flower you want. All right? There's enough. And we can share those, and so thank you for being here today. I do want to mention, mothers, I just know that for some of you, Mother's Day can be kind of tough. And I think of some single moms, and I wonder how in the world they do it. There's some moms who have been divorced, and there's can be some feelings of failure, aloneness, rejection. There's been some mothers, and there's even mothers in this room who have not had children, and because of that, this Mother's Day makes it difficult. And there's a loss of hope, little toes, loss of children. There's a number of things. There's some mothers of that you're in here, and you've lost a child. And that's a whole nother realm of difficulty. There are some ladies in the room who, in the last year, you've lost your mother. And that can be a difficult time when you really love your mother and your mother means a lot to you, and then all of a sudden your mother is gone. It can be leaving you with an empty feeling, or a fractured relationship can be very difficult. And I hope that this Mother's Day, despite all of that, will be a time of hope for you. I believe women who get to be moms, their number one job is to be a mother. From childhood and beyond, in a day and age when careers are valued, and that's fine with careers, but I still believe that God has designed the number one thing is for a mom to be a mom. And how valuable that is, because a career is going to come and go, but children stay always in our hearts. And moms, don't feel bad about being a mom. Sometimes moms try to emulate someone else, maybe their own mother or another lady they see, and say, boy, if only I could be them. And some of you are like, I don't even be close to my mom. My mom didn't do a very good job. But whatever it is, be the best mom you can be. Some of you moms in the room still have kids at home. And you'd like to wrench their arms a couple times and a couple more times and a couple more times. Enjoy the days of arm wrenching, because someday they're going to be on their own and you don't get to wrench their arm anymore. And some of you understand that. You're in the congregation here this morning and you'd like to wrench your kid's arm and put them in their place, and yet they're their own person. They're their own adult. And so enjoy those moments. And moms of adult children, sit back and pray. Sit back and pray. I'll include that for dads as well. I don't know exactly what happens in all of your adult children's lives, but I do know this. You can be their number one prayer warrior. Every day, pray for your kids. Every day, if you're married, pray for kids together. And if there's a concern, here's a suggestion for you. Find a scripture verse for where your kid's at, and this could be a kid in the house, or this could be a kid that's an adult kid. Find a scripture verse and pray that scripture over your child. And say, God, would you help? I mean, if there's some self-control issues, find some self-control things and say, God, would you help my son, my daughter to grow in this issue of self-control, your word says, and go from there. If you have a daughter who's impatient, find the patient verses. Now, don't do this. Don't send them in a note and say, I'm praying for your patience because you sure are impatient. Don't do that. Here's what I encourage you to do. Pray about it. And I firmly believe, because I'm a believer in prayer, you watch and see what happens. You watch and see how your prayers are answered. And so somewhere along the way, when somebody comes to you, your daughter comes to you and says, you know, I've really been struggling with impatience, but the last 6 months has been going great. Then you just sit back and say, Praise God. Moms, you are so very important to each of us. Without our mothers, none of us would have life. So be thankful for your mom today. Some of our mothers have passed on, but I still believe the scripture that says, honor your father and your mother. And that means if, I think Grace Pettigrew probably is the oldest in our congregation today. Grace is 98 and she can still honor her mother, though her mother has been gone many years. That means all of us can honor our mothers. So honor your mother today. Happy Mother's Day. We've been going through Hebrews. And as I was looking at Hebrews and looking at this passage, and I think I even thought of this many months ago, I was like, this is a great passage for Mother's Day. So I'm not going to stray from Hebrews at all. And I want each of you to grab something from where we're at in Hebrews today. Now, I'm telling you that next week, we start in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to be there for some time, and that's okay because it's the faith chapter. And I want to see maybe where God is going to increase your faith. And so if you would join me before we get to chapter 11, I want you to join me in chapter 10. I'm going to start at verse 32, and I'm going to go to verse 39. As I read through this, and maybe you have your Bible on your own, or maybe you have your phone, you have a Bible on your phone, and you need to highlight something, or maybe something will just stick out at you as you're reading on the screen. Write this down, because I think this is very important. Now, I'm going to be speaking to mothers specifically, and I'm going to be speaking to everyone specifically. So I believe everybody can get something from this message today, and I hope you leave today being encouraged in the Lord. Here's what Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32 says. But recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. And verse 39. You read the screen with me, if you would, please, because then we can all read in the same translation. But I want you to read this out loud with me, if you would, okay? Some of you can't see that. Just murmur along. Here we go. Verse 39. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. The first thing I see here is this. We all have struggled. Remember those times? Now, some of us are in those times right now. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But remember those times. Remember those times when you've struggled. And the author is talking of those who are recalling times of struggling, times of public exposure. Those are not fun times. Recall those times. Why? One reason is they are not here now. Isn't that great to know? Think back to some terrible days that you've had and think, praise God, I'm not there anymore. Man, think back to some times when your kids were struggling with something, mothers, and you're like, I am so glad I'm not there. That was a rough time. Praise God for that. Think back, not necessarily with kids, but each of us in this room. We can think back in your times, maybe in your 20s, maybe in your teens, maybe in your 50s, whatever you're thinking back to, and you think, praise God, I am not suffering there any longer. And then remember the good ones. Just don't focus on those negative ones. Oh, I'm glad I'm not suffering anymore. Think back to some wonderful things of how God has moved in your heart and your life. This is a concept here that sometimes we think, well, if you know God, then you're not going to have any troubles. Well, most of us know in this room, and if you don't, that's just simply not true. We still face challenges. Sometimes I believe that sometimes the struggles in the Christian walk can be even greater. It's hard to debate whether what's easier or harder, I don't know, but I encourage you to think about those times when you have been set free from those hard struggle with sufferings. Now, some of you as mothers have a hard struggle with suffering. Your kids, whom you love and bore, are a challenge. Sometimes we have children that are really mean and nasty to you as a mom, and I apologize to you for that. That's not right. That's not right at all. Other times, it's just the normal routine of being a mom, and it can get wearisome and trying, so you suffer. But I also know this, if I know moms in the room, you won't stop. Though you wish you would stop at times, you don't stop. Stop for a moment and see a little differently with me today, if you will. Sometimes we get kind of focused here on a moment, and so I want to just show you a photo or two of a little difference in my family. So I want you to see this picture here. This is a picture of my family in 2009. My kids have changed a little bit. Nye is no longer sucking on a passy. That's a good thing. And now here's my family just a couple of weeks ago. Go back to that other picture, if you would, please, Bennett. Sometimes we say, boy. But then we have to look ahead and say, go to the next picture. And we're not done yet. I'm not saying we're adding to the tribe. I'm not saying that. I'm not announcing anything. Sorry, dear. I'll have to rephrase that next service. I look at our children and see how tall are they going to grow? What are they going to look like? And sooner or later, they're going to lose their hair or get gray hair or something like that. But it's hard to see that now. It's hard to see that. And I just want to say, remember the good times and think, what's going to happen? Sometimes we get focused in the present or the past and we forget to propel our kids into the future. Let me talk to parents that are in the room for just a moment that have kids in the home. Where are they going to be when they're 25 and how are you helping them get there? Sometimes we don't think about that. When they're 40, how are we going to help our kids get there? What are you doing spiritually for them? What are you doing physically for them? What are you doing financially for them? Sometimes we think of financial and physical things and definitely sports are huge in our culture. And we think, oh, we're going to help them. But what are we doing spiritually? How are you going to propel them forward? I love this part in verse 34, and I thought it would be great for Mother's Day as well. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property. I love this thing, accepted the plundering of your property. These readers were experiencing this, and they said yes to the Lord. Mothers, you understand this. You understand that your property is not your property. Let me give you for an example here without being too graphic. Your bedroom is not your bedroom. You've been in your bedroom trying to do whatever you want to do, and all of a sudden a kid will like, ah, and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is where I'm supposed to be by myself. Bathroom. I know several mothers in the room. You think, can I just have a shower by myself, or can I just have a bath by myself? You share everything. And here's what happens. You accept the plundering of your property. Thank you, moms, for doing that. Sometimes you're like, well, this is stepping over the line. And sometimes you're taking advantage of, but you say yes to being a mother. Verse 35, number 2, it says, don't throw away your confidence. It's possible to throw this away. You've seen a man beaten down before. You've seen a mother beaten down. But let me just talk to mothers here just for a moment. Don't throw away your confidence. You have so much going on. You have to be on call 24/7, and it doesn't just end when they turn 18 and leave from home. You measure yourself by your neighbors. You measure yourself by your neighbor's kids, by grades, by clothes, by achievements, by many things. And it can be easy to throw away your confidence. I think it's just really crazy, but think about this for just a moment. God set it up this way that about 14 or 15, He enables these people called females to be able to actually have a baby. Now, many times we want them to wait a little bit, okay? We don't want a kid to have, or we don't want young mothers to have babies at 14 or 15. Maybe you did at 16, and that's okay. That's not a bad thing, but everybody understands that, I think. But isn't it crazy how God said, I'm going to allow women to be a mother? Manel and I were just talking about this, I think it was just last night, 14 years ago when on Mother's Day, actually, because Bennett's birthday just happened here a couple days ago, but on Mother's Day, May 11 of 2003, we went home from the hospital with Bennett. We didn't have an instruction manual. Nobody said, here's your four classes that you need. They just said, there you go. Now, Manel's been a great mother. But isn't that kind of crazy? Here you go. Take this little life. Now, maybe you thought, oh, this is no problem when you left the hospital. But think of that. God set that up for mothers to be a mom. God has a crazy confidence in ladies as being mothers. God has a crazy confidence in ladies as being mothers. God put this into motion. He has great confidence in you, so don't throw away your confidence because God has great confidence in you as a mother. Now for the rest of us here, don't throw away your confidence. Do you remember when you first believed you were on top of the world, you could lead anyone to the Lord, you're ready to do anything, but then life happened. Someone didn't want Christ, you struggled through a pattern in your life that was tough, and so you started to struggle. And in that struggle, you can throw away your confidence. The same confidence is mentioned in 10:19 of Hebrews. It says, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence in the holy places by the blood of Jesus, now you don't throw away your confidence. I love the word usage of the author. Don't throw it away. It isn't just losing. Oh no, I just lost my confidence. Sometimes we say that, but this is what the author is saying. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. What reward is that? It is heaven. I don't have much time to talk about heaven today, but let me just say this. I truly believe that heaven is going to be beyond your imagination. You may think you have a picture of what heaven's like, and I'm just going to tell you you don't, because it's going to be far beyond your imagination. God has prepared for you a place. That's what his word says, and that's the reward for you. So do not throw away your confidence. Somebody needs to hear this morning, because I think sometimes you wander around and say, well, I get picked on at school, and why should I be confident in the Lord? Be confident in the Lord. Well, I'm not doing a very good job as a mother. Be confident in the Lord. Don't throw away your confidence. Number three, we have need of endurance. The King James Version says you have need of patience. As mentioned, some of you are currently in this struggle and you need to endure. First, to mothers, if you are in this struggle and you're possibly in the place currently wondering if you can endure anymore, there are some who say, well, God won't give you more than you can handle. And at times you want to say, well, I'd like to have a talk with God about how much I can handle. When you're going through this struggle, it can be helpful, but it also can be frustrating because you don't know how much more you can handle. Here's some scriptures for you. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. Psalm 40, verse 17. Since I am afflicted and needy, let the Lord be mindful of me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, oh my God. Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. And Matthew 6, verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you eat or drink, or what you will wear, what you're about your body. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothes? May I encourage you today to endure. If you're a mom in this room and you're like, how am I ever going to do it? Look at an older lady in the room. Sorry, Grace, there's probably not somebody older than you. But if you're not Grace, look at an older lady in the room and say, how did she do it? I can do it as well. And if you need somebody, go be bold and go up to that lady and say, I am swamped. I am overwhelmed. Would you just pray for me? And I tell you what, I just believe this to be true. So don't let me down if this happens today. That woman will look at you and say, I will pray for you because I've been there. And I will go to the Lord in front of you. But many times, us as mothers, us as people, we kind of shrink back in our own little world and say, nobody really cares. Nobody has no idea what I'm going through. And others do. And so be willing to step out. Thomas Aquinas said this, when the Lord withdraws his comforts from me, that is when I no longer feel like singing. When he withdraws his comforts, it is my business to remain uncomforted until which time the Lord gives me back my comforts again. Endure. You can do it. A few months back, my son and I determined to run in a 5K race. 5K is a 3.1 mile run. And so we did some training for the 5K race, and we were running, we were getting ready for the race, and Christopher Hemstock beat us on that day, but that's all right. As we were running the race, we got up to about the 2 mile, somewhere in the 2 mile, I don't know how far we were, but somewhere around 2 miles. And Bennett was panting and struggling, and I'm like, are you okay? Yeah. We got to keep going. Do you want to stop? Yes. And I actually kind of got a little frustrated with him because I'm like, we just can't stop here at 2 miles, all right? We're just not going to do that. And I actually looked at him and said, we didn't train all this time just to stop. Now let's keep going. Sure enough, he buckled down a little bit. We finished. At the end of a race, there's a thing called a kick. I don't know if you know what a kick is, but basically in the middle part of the race, in the first part of the race, you just kind of run at a speed, and then towards the end of the race, you're really supposed to sprint, you know. Well, you wouldn't think there's much sprinting to do after a 3 mile race, would you? However, my son struggled in the 2 mile range, but then when we got to like the last point one, boom, the human body somehow kicks in somehow. My son endured on that day. Now, if I wasn't with him on that day, would he have endured? I figure he probably would have. He may have stopped and walked. I don't know. He may have just slowed down to a crawl or something. But he probably would have endured. But there was something about me standing beside him saying, come on. I think he was to my right. Come on. We can do this. This is why we've been training. Endure. So I stand up here today. In a pastor's heart, the best way that I can say it, endure. It is worth it. It is worth it. And you can endure with God's power. God hasn't brought you thus far just to say, well, sorry, finish the race on your own, bud. Finish the race on your own, lady. He says, I'm here. Endure, endure. Number four, we are not ones who shrink back and are destroyed. We have faith. This is you, mom. This is you, dad. This is you, man. This is you, lady. This is you, young boy or young man. This is you, young girl or young lady. We are not those who shrink back and are destroyed. Christ has saved you. He has redeemed you. He is doing something great. You have faith. Keep it going. Remember what Christ has done to bring you to him. Remember where you have been. And then think about where you are going. Christ's power is far beyond anything that can come. We have an enemy that wants us to shrink back. We have an enemy that wants us to cower. We have an enemy that wants us to get scared and run them their other way and say, I'm done. But you and I are not ones that shrink back. When you find yourself shrinking, hold to the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. The enemy wants to destroy your soul. Don't let him. Hold on, stand tall, don't shrink back, but face it full force. God is able to help you. Mothers, don't shrink back. If I can say it in this way, storm the gates of hell for your child. And don't stop. You are the one that can be the force for your children. Even when they don't have faith in themselves, mothers, you can be the one. Even when they come to you in the middle of the night and say, I'm scared, you can say, I'll come alongside of you. Keep it up. We've struggled, but don't throw away your confidence. We need endurance, and we are not ones who shrink back. Would you stand with me? Bennett, please put that last scripture up on the screen again. I want you to repeat this with me before we leave today, and I want to pray with you. Verse 39. Maybe you need to write this down somewhere and just be reminded of this. Maybe as a mom, maybe as a dad, maybe as whoever you want to be today. Please read this with me, and please do this. Don't say this meagerly. Don't do this, but we are not ones who shrink back. Don't do that. Say it from your heart. Here's what it says. Join me. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but are of those who have faith and preserve their souls. Lord Jesus, I pray for each person in this room, and I pray that that's true about them today. They don't know you as Savior and Lord. I pray that even right now they would say, oh God, would you give me the faith that I need to trust in you? Thank you for your love for me, and they would receive you. Lord Jesus, I pray for a mom in here today who, even as they read that, they're like, well, I'm wanting to shrink back. I pray that you would lift them up and that they would stand tall against what the enemy wants to destroy in their lives. I pray for a man in this room who is shrinking back from his duties in the home or his duties at work, whatever. I pray, Lord, that you would help him to stand strong spiritually for you. I pray for the young man that's in this room who's in high school or middle school or in elementary school. Help him not to shrink back but to stand strong for you despite all the pressures. And Lord Jesus, I pray for the young lady that's in the room. Lord, may she be one that says, I'm not going to shrink back. I'm not going to shrink back and be destroyed, but I'm going to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord Jesus, that as we leave from this day, that we would have great faith and we'd not shrink back, but we'd go forward in faith in you. Thank you that we can do this. We need your power to do this. We can't do it on our own. And so in those moments, Lord, in those moments where we want to throw away our confidence, I pray that you would bring somebody along side our way, and we'd be reminded of the great reward, and we'd have confidence in you, and you'd lift us up. And so, Lord, go with us this week. There are some individuals in this room who are facing something this week, and they say, I don't really want to face that. And I ask that as they go, you would give them the power and the grace and the humility to face the task that's in front of them. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love for us today. We thank you for our moms. We thank you that we can go forward and not shrink back. And we pray this all in the mighty and the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.